because it always gets shipped, because it's impossible for Simcha Aseret to be on Shabbos. Correct? It's impossible.
Except in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah?
Eretz Yisrael, of course, when we have Shabbos on Sunday, they have Shabbos, they have Goheles, Yiska, Hakafis,
everything
in one day.
And Kalafis.
I want to ask my son, who's coming home tomorrow, I want to ask him.
Does he keep one day or two days? I texted him because I saw it.
We had a bris in the family on the second day of the first days, and I saw the pictures. He was wearing the polo shirt, so I said, "Is that your Yontif T-shirt?"
Okay, let's look. Let's learn a little bit about Shabbos. Shabbos is the topic in this week's parasha, obviously, creation, the culmination of creation comes to Shabbos. If you look very carefully, this is something which you and Rayevsky, you really brought this to my attention, is that Shabbos by itself just means the cessation of labor. In the Torah, when the average person hears the word Shabbos, they right away think about, holiness. Holiness, Shabbos, it's a sacred day. That's incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Look at the mitzvah of Tashbisu. On Pesach, you, Rabbi Mayowski, taught this to me. Pesach is called Mimocharas HaShabbos. Why is the first day of Pesach called Shabbos? What does Pesach have to do with Shabbos? So what will you tell me? Because on the first day of Pesach, you can't do melacha? You can't do melacha on Sukkot. You can't do melacha on Shemini Atzeres. You can't do melacha on Shavuos. You can't do melacha on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But yet, from all of the Moadim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur they call Shabbos Shabbos, and that's what we have to talk about that in a second. But when it comes to all the Moadim, there are many, many days during the year when you're not allowed to do melacha. So what is so special? What is so special then about the first day Pesach, that the Torah defines the first day Pesach with the word Shabbos? So Rabbi Mayevsky taught me, because there's a mitzvah on the first day Pesach of Tashbisu. Tashbisu se'or mibotechem. It should cease to exist. There should be a Shavisa, a Shabbos, from Chometz. Until now, you have in the world chametz. You have your possession. You have in your possession leaving, and now the mitzvah deraisa tashbisu. Tashbisu is really it's interesting. It's even a positive act to see to it that it ceases to exist. It no longer exists. And you take that a little bit further. There's a mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu, which means we're obligated to a degree. This is an old Chakira, learning about Pesach Yom here now, is let's say a person does not have in his possession chametz. Nothing, I don't have any chametz. I'm allergic. Rabbi Eliezer, leader friend, has entered the Ulam HaBeis Medrash. The Ulam HaBeis Medrash. Welcome. How was your Yom Tov? We're living now in the wake and the glow of Sisu the Simchu the Simchas HaTorah. See, the Litvaks, they love it today. You know why they love it? They love it. Because most people, the Hasidim, they're very sad. Oh, the Yom Tov is over. Such a beautiful, beautiful Yom Tov. I have tsar that it's over. The Litvaks, they love it. They love to be miserable. They love the misery of another reason to be miserable. Another reason. Elohim doesn't get my jokes. What can I say? A dry sense of humor.
But it's too.
You have to be a Lutvak.
Too morbid. Or any then Tashbisu. Let this in the Chakira, a Chakira in the Dima of Pesach. And Pesach, let's say a person is allergic to chametz, whatever, and he does not possess even a mashahu of chametz. Does he have an obligation to purchase or to acquire chametz before Pesach in order to be mekayim tashbisu? Tashbisu se'or mibotechem. Is there such a thing? A mitzvah deraisa to destroy, to bring about a cessation, to remove from existence the reality of chametz. So this
maybe
is a
somebody else brought it in.
Okay, whatever. Is there such a thing? So the Pasha says no, but not. I'm not in the topic now. But let's make believe that there is such a thing. Let's make argue, just argue, enter the world of fantasy for a moment, argue that there is an element. The Torah says that on Pesach, Tashbisu, what's the whole pasuk? The pasuk of Tashbisu from the beginning? Tashbisu so'or mi botechem. You shall bring about a Shabbos of so'or from your homes, which is translated to make it non-existent. Until now, there is chametz, and now you're gonna rest, but not just a passive rest, an active rest, to go out of your way to remove from existence, remove from the world of reality that there is such a thing. The word is a very powerful word. When you take the word Shabbos and you use it in the form of Tashbisu, it is. You should make it non-existent. Now take that word and let's work backwards to Shabbos. Hashem made the world in 7 days. 6 days. Okay, 6 days, 7 days, putting on the Rashi. What did Hashem? Let's be very simple. 6 days. So what do they teach us in elementary school? Hashem was a hard worker. Hashem didn't waste a second. Hashem was working amelus to create this world. It comes Shabbos, I'm now going to rest. Rest, that's the word that we use. Shabbos is rest. That's probably the art school translation. Oh, Hashem rested. I'm working, I'm resting. So we imitate Hashem. We work, malacha. Shabbos, kol malachtucha asuya, go to the Caribbean, go on vacation, go to Florida, you're done. That's not what it means. You know what Shabbos means? Demolition. Demolition. Everything that you did the first 6 days is okay. You created a world, destroy it. Call in the demolition crew. Okay, how could you say such a thing? Well, what is the myth of Tashbisu? It's the same exact word. Tashbisu so'or mi botechem. Tashbisu so'or is. There's a creation in this world, or your creation of chametz. Now that it's Pesach, you must see to it that by the time you come to the 15th day of Nisan, and we start on day 14 because of all the Torah, whatever, Karm Pesach, Tashbisu, you have to destroy it. How do you destroy it? It's fire. There's, you can crumble it, throw it into the yam. It doesn't just mean to rest. It means to destroy. The word destroy has a much more powerful connotation when you're dealing with creation. What? Bereshis bara. Oh, bara. Oh, wow. A creation. What is the opposite of creation? Destroy. Demolition. Destroy. The word Shabbos is very potent when you match it up against Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, Es Hashmayim, Es Haaretz. And now Yom Rishon, Yom Shel, Yom Shlishi, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. And then you know what? Shabbos. Doesn't it? Okay. Put your hands behind your head and lie back on the reclining chair. No. Shavas. Okay, it's very hard to define. But the word, Rabbi Bayevsky, this is your problem, this is your fault. You Vataych Tashbisu Soar. The word Shabbos.
Don't they call it cessation?
That's what I said. But cessation means rest. Who says that translation is accurate? Right. And anyway, ayin panim latar. It's exactly what I said. Cessation. We said that many times. Rest, cessation.
What the Abarbanel makes a very interesting point in saying is.
It doesn't necessarily mean rest.
Right.
What?
Yeah, so let me explain. He, according to what he's saying, and I'll tell you what the Abarbanel explains it in this manner. Why does it say Vayichal Elokim Bayom HaShvi? He stopped on the seventh day. What are you
Rashi.
Talking about? He stopped at the end of the
sixth day, right.
But even though he stopped working, the work that he started continued on its own. In other words, the world didn't come
That's
to
a
an
very
end.
Dangerous idea.
Right. In other words, you turn on a machine before Shabbos, you could do it, but the machine, in other words, you turn on a light. There is light on the seventh day.
This is a very problematic idea.
On the sixth day.
It's a very problematic idea because the general ruling is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single second, is giving his will, the world should exist.
No,
we have machines.
Put it on a timer, so to speak.
It's a very dangerous idea. I know, I hear you saying.
Abravanel is full of dangerous ideas.
I know, but even the Abravanel, even the Abravanel to say, you have to see what he says exactly.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
That's a very disturbing
thing.
It's a very disturbing thing because by we can turn on a machine and we just let the machine go. But Hashem, he makes believe. He makes it look like he's not involved, but really he's involved every single moment. So the point I'm trying to tell is the word Shabbos is a word that can only be on. It's not a word that's isolated in a vacuum. The word Shabbos is a word that is a parallel, can only be defined relative to the word Bora. Breishis Bora. So if you translate the word Shabbos means to rest or a cessation of labor, the words don't really, they're not really connected. Hashem created the world. He was engaged in creative activity. And then when it came day seven, he stopped. He no longer was active. He no longer can. He like, let the world. You finish yourself off. Shakai, Omar.
It was a cessation of Yeshmiyayim. You want to translate? It was a cessation of Yeshmiyayim. After that, it was Yeshmiyesh. Things that happen because things already existed.
As a Barbanel.
The word Barah was only at the beginning. After that, by Chalukim, by Yom HaShvi, was no more Yesh Miayim.
Okay, you're saying a little different. I hear you saying that. But what I'm trying to say is like based on what you taught
think
me.
That's the
Barbanel. You go with the Barbanel more.
Yeah,
but the word Barah, one Mahalik, includes all 6 days. Every day was an element of creativity. The Breishis Barah Lekimeis HaShemayim Yis Aretz, it means still just the Shemayim Aretz. Or it means everything we're going to learn now is nichlal in the bria of Bereishis Bara, which was divided over 6 days. Now comes Shabbos. So when Shabbos, okay, pause. You press the pause button. Or no, the word Shabbos means, you learn from Chometz, it means to negate all of the creativity, get rid of it, almost like destroy it. It's so irrelevant that you have to be active in removing it. It's not just that I'm going to stop working and we're going to enjoy the product of our labor. No. Shabbos means to actively undo everything that you've done. Undo it. How do you know this is correct to a degree? Because why is it that every single day, every day of the week, we basically reenact creation? Hayom yom rishon b'shabbos, hayom yom shem shabbos. Don't get married on a Monday night, because on a Sunday night.
Right.
Because it doesn't say toiv. Get married on a Tuesday night, because on Tuesday it says toiv twice.
Right.
Don't do this, and this day is a good day for this. Excuse me, this happened 6,000 years ago. Who cares? Masha hoya kevar hoya. It's over. It's over. Done. We're done with it. What are you digging up? What happened 6,000 years ago and giving me orders and telling me? No, you don't understand.
Get over it.
When you come to get over it. When you come to Shabbos, when Hashem came to day seven, He undid everything He did. Gone. The whole thing was undone. It was undone. And Sunday, start again, do it again. Proof, another proof that this that's why we're obsessed. Sunday night, oh, Hashem, on Shabbos doesn't just mean Hashem stopped. Oh, I'm on vacation. No, Shabbos means to undo everything you've done. Tashbisus ami boteichem, eliminate. Elimination. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he built the Mishkan, how do you know there is a direct parallel between the building of the Mishkan and Ma'aseh Bereishis? The same 39 acts of labor that were found in the building of the Mishkan were found in creation. There's a lot of midrashim. There's a parallel in the creative act of creation parallels the creativity of Moshe Rabbeinu building the Mishkan. How did they inaugurate the Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan, and then what did he do? He took it apart. And the next day, he erected it, took it apart, erected it. And what's going on? What are you taking it apart? If you put all this effort to make the Mishkan, and you stood it up, you put all the pieces together, there are so many pieces that you put together. I mean, I don't know about you, it takes me a long time to put together my sukkah, and to take it apart, it took me last night a long time to take apart the sukkah. It's a lot of work. And now to go put it up again, take it down again, put it up again.
It's rehearsal so everybody could learn how to do it.
Okay, that's one shot. Yeah, okay, that's one ma'alach. But on a deeper level, there is a parallel between the building of the Mishkan and the creation of the world. The Gemara says this. This is not a non-bank. The Gemara says this. There were exactly 39 melochas, created acts of labor that were in the building of the Mishkan.
Right.
It parallels the 39 acts of labor that were in creation. It says the word melocha 39 times. I don't remember all of the midrashim, but there's a direct parallel. When Hashem created the world, when he got to day Yom HaShvi, the world was created in 7 days. Built into creation is to build and to undo. When you get to day seven, that's part of the creation. You build, and now on day seven, Shavas. Again, it's hard to define what it means. It doesn't mean destroy, but it means to take it down. By Chomet, it's Tashbisu Se'or Mibotechem. There it means Machloikas. Does it mean to mamish, to burn it? Does it mean to crumble it and throw it into the yam? There is a decomposition. It's not necessarily destruction. Okay, if you learn that the Sa'ar is the Yetzahara, the Sa'ar Shabbat Isa, you really want to give it to him, you want to burn him, you want to put him to Gehenna. But Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibateichem, there is an elimination. That's part of creation. You build, and then there comes a time when you have to deconstruct, to undo what you've done. And what is the purpose of doing that? Well, you have to think about it. The purpose of doing that is, in a way, it goes to show you're the balabas. I'm in charge here. If I can build and destroy, I'm in charge. Most people, you hire a contractor. What are you hired to do? To build. Can you, when you finish the construction, can you now go and take it apart? No. Your job is, you'll go to jail, you'll call the police. What do you mean? I'm the builder. I'm the one who designed this. I'm the architect. Hi, how are you? I'm the one who designed this project. I built this project. I put all the pieces together. And now I can go take, I'm the architect. I'm the contractor. No, you're the architect and you're the contractor in what to build. You have no shlita whatsoever in deconstructing, in taking, eliminating, taking all the pieces apart. The one that has that ability to create and to disassemble, that is a revelation. He's in charge. He is the balabas. A parent gives a child a toy, a building toy. So the kid, what does he do with the building toy? He takes all the pieces, he puts it together, and then the parent comes later on. What does he do? The parent goes, takes the whole thing, and he can't go have this in the living room over here, and the kid who spent the 10 hours with his Lego and doing whatever he wants, the kid wouldn't take it. The parent comes, takes the whole thing apart, puts it in the box, and puts it away. The kid comes home, what happened to my Lego? What happened to my project? Sorry, buddy. The living room has to be clean here. We have a business going on over here. You can't go put your toys over here forever over here. The parent is the balabas. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is not just Shabbos is not just the you coming to rest, the cessation of labor. Shabbos is an act of deconstruction. And that act of deconstruction is an act where you acknowledge Hashem is the Baal HaBos. He's the owner. Again, the proof is the fact that every single week we reenact creation. Why are we reenacting creation? The creation was done once and it's over. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to do. Why are we, every day of the week, we're looking, this was created on this day, it's a good mazel for this. It's a good mazel. If a person is born on this day, it's a good mazel for this. If he's born on this day, it's a mazel for this. Okay, so you'll say, you know, we travel through time. Okay, we know all the run-of-the-mill answers. But there's another element which I think is more profound in appreciating that Shabbos is not just a day where you stop doing labor and then you go through cycles of seven. Shabbos is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took the world and he took it apart. He literally took the world. The world was deconstructed. Oh, so you'll say, how come we don't see that in the world? We don't see that. We don't see that the world on Shabbos, it comes to an end. No such thing. Obviously, the world has to run in a practice. Hashem created a world that it should exist practically, but in machshava, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude, at least in machshava, it's ki'ilu the world. Now it's been assembled. We're going to disassemble it. Proof is the Mishkan. The Mishkan, it's the very thing that has to be addressed. Why was the Mishkan erected and deconstructed every single day for the 7 days? It parallels Shabbos. And we go to the pasuk at the end of Shabbos, Vayichulu Hashamayim Ba'aretz V'chol Tzavah. So first it says that everything was complete. Everything was complete. Vayichal Elokim Bayayim Hashvim Malachto Asher Asa. So it says here on Yom HaShivi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he concluded everything that he has done. So what does it mean, Vayichal on Yom HaShivi? So we have a whole machlok. Rashi, does it mean really it was on Friday? Because we who cannot calculate time, we do not know exactly when the new day, the exact moment of when the day six ends, when day seven begins. So the Torah, from our perspective, it's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded his labor on day seven, but really by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was concluded on day six. That's one interpretation. Or whatever, Hashem also, he created on day seven, Menucha. Hashem also created something. What would it be that he created? He created Shabbos. He created, this will make much more profound, he created the ability for a person, after everything is said and done, to say, you know what? It's no good. Let's start all over again. How many times do you have in your life when you're involved in a project and you spend an enormous amount of enormous amount of time and effort on the project, and then you realize, you know, it's no good, and have the courage to say, you know what? Let's rip down the whole thing and let's start again, and this time do it right. Most of the time, listen, I put my life into this and we're just gonna work with what we have. I'm not gonna go and humiliate myself to say it's no good and we're gonna start all again. Takes incredible courage after investing an enormous amount of time in a project to realize it's no good and let's rip it down and let's start all over again and this time do it right. It's an incredible koyach. This is what Hashem created on Yom HaShvi. The ability to say, you know something? Let's disassemble the entire project. That is a creation. Shabbos is a creation. The ability to say, we're going to start again. Let's do it again. Well, this time we'll take from the lessons of what we learned last time and redo it again. I'll tell you, Eschatoai ani mazkir hayom. Many, many years ago, I thought this was one of the most fascinating episodes I ever saw on this thing they call, it's like a box. It comes in a microwave box. It has an antenna but it arrives in the home in a microwave box. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? And this is totally fascinating. It must have been a novel. A person wakes up in the morning, and he goes through a miserable day. Miserable day, everything goes wrong. At the end of the day, he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up the next day, and he finds himself, it's a fiction, it's like science fiction, but it's brilliant, brilliant. He finds himself back yesterday.
Yes, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
That's what it's called, Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
That was a movie, yeah.
Yes, I didn't see the movie, but I saw something similar. So, and then he took him time to realize that he's going through the day again. And then he does it better. He works out all the problems a little bit better. And then he gets to the end of the day, and it's still a disaster. And then he wakes up again. Every time he wakes up, it's now
yesterday.
And he has all of, and every day he has all of the knowledge of
what's
going to happen, what not to do, what to do, what works. And every time he thinks he's going to solve a problem, he just ends up making even a bigger problem. And he goes through the cycle many, 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 many times. I don't know what happened at the end. I don't remember what happened at the end. But you go through the cycle many, many times. Every single time you wake up, you're presented with multiple challenges. And you know, if you're going to do this, this can happen, this can happen. And you have, and the depth of your, of the dilemmas, the number of dilemmas you have only gets more and more because you the complexity is just overwhelming when you see, when you try all the different solutions, you see what happens. That's exactly what creation is all about. Hashem created the world on day one. And we're participants, Kaviyachu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we go through the entire week. And things, when you get to Shabbos, you know, it doesn't really work out the way you expected. So you know what? Come Shabbos, make a decision, we're going to do it again. That's what Shabbos is. We've reached the climax. We've gone through, we've been a shutif with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in dealing with the Shamayim, the Oretz, the Yam, the animals, the birds, the fish, the sun, the moon, everything that these items, what they represent, what they're all about. And then, and how they interact with one another. And of course, man, Adam. And then you come to Shabbos and you reflect. So tell them, after being a shutef for the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and taking every single element that Kadosh Baruch Hu created and using it to serve Hashem, to be Ma'arik Kavod Shamayim, and the complex interaction with one, with how they all interact with one another, did we really achieve the desired result in bringing about the greatest Kavod Shamayim? On Shabbos, it is a day to come to the, to acknowledge we messed up. We did not succeed in utilizing all of the elements of creation and their complex interaction with one another in order to bring out the ultimate Kavod Shamayim. And on Shabbos, we make the decision, you know what? Let's do it again. And with all being armed with all of the knowledge of the last 500 Shabbos, whatever you want, however long a person lives, whatever a person is, the last year, the last 52 Shabbos, this week, we're going to do creation all over again. And this time we're going to get it right. Sunday. Vayomer Elokim yehi or, vayehi or. Go through all the 7 days. Take each element. Utilize it. Be ma'arik v'ed shamayim. Interaction. Complexity. Built upon the foundation of what happened last. You get to Shabbos. What is now Shabbos? Tashbisu so'or yibotechem. Shabbos is, you have to, don't be about gaiva and think, wow, what a week I had. Wow, did I participate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in using all of these tools that have been created and given to me to be Ma'arik Kavod Shamayim? Don't sit back, oh, wonderful, wow, I get a prize. You know, we could have done it better. If only we had a choice, we would demolish the whole world and do it all over again. That's Shabbos. That is the Shabbos. It's to reflect that last week was a disaster. Not a disaster, but there were lessons to learn. And now in the coming week, we're going to do it all over again. We're going to do it better. So Shabbos is the day of Tashmisu. Eliminate. Eliminate. Don't pat yourself on the back and be satisfied with what your achievements. Take the world, take it apart. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't satisfied when he put up the Mishkan the first time. He took it apart. When I put it back together next time, I'm going to put it back together better. How do you do put it back together better? I don't know, but he did. Moshe put back the world, put back the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the makam, the Hashras Hashkina, the makam of Hashem's resting, the permanent resting place. The Mishkan is the makam, the Bria, which captures the 39 times it says the word Malacha in the Torah. It says the word Malacha 39 times in the Torah, corresponding to my Sibereshis. Moshe, we're going to do it again. And this time we're going to do it better. We're going to have a more pure intentions. We're going to, maybe, whatever it means, we're going to do it again better. Shabbos is an activity of Tashmisu. To humble yourself, to acknowledge that there's room for improvement in how we've achieved, in our success, and we're going to demolish it, what we've done, and we're going to start all over again. Okay, so this is, I think, a new mahalich in Shabbos. Shabbos, on a very simple level, just means rest. Cessation of labor. For 6 days, Hashem was working, and Shabbos, review the Yisoy. The difficulty with this interpretation is, if that's the way it is, once Hashem got to Shabbos, there should be no inyan any longer for us to be obsessed. Hayoim yoim rishoim b'Shabbos. To be obsessed with reenacting and relating to the elements of creation which went into the 7 days. What's this all about? The 7 days. Bechlal, why are there 7 days? It's a number that's easy, you can divide the number easily. Is that really so? The world goes around in a circle, we go around the earth, it rotates the sun in 365 days. So the number seven, this number seven is not a round number. It's not a number which really fits well. Why is the whole world...
Isn't it a prime?
No. Yeah, but it's...
Seven is a prime.
But... Okay, I don't know, but it is a fascinating that it has lasted all of these years. The whole world still operates on a 7 day week. You know, there's a culture, society that has an 8 day week.
Even
back in Africa, 7 days.
No, today, but years ago.
Today, but years ago, yeah.
History tells you the Egyptians used to have a 10 day week.
Right, it's true. There were cultures in ancient history which did have a different system of, because there's a lot of chokhmah in some of their systems are just brilliant. Some of the ways they deal with some of these years, 365 days. Why is it that the earth going around the sun? Okay, whatever. But and also, I mean, you learn like the Pharisees throw, how long was a day? Okay, there's a lot, it was a day, mamish, 24 hours. Some say yeah, some say a day was a million years in our time. We take the 7 day cycle very, very seriously. Too seriously almost. And if you want to learn that creation was a one-time event which took 7 days, then we should go and we should be obsessed to such a degree of remembering the 7 days that Hashem made the world. Hashem does everything. Not everything do we go and we focus on with such intensity. But if you learn that Shabbos is not just the day when Hashem rested and went on, but Shabbos is the day when Hashem basically undid everything that he did. Now, obviously, you can't say he undid it physically because the world is still here. But if you learn that Hashem's kaviyachol, however, whatever these words mean, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude is to rethink, to redesign, to recalibrate, that, you know, we can do it better. Now, you can't say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Hatsur tamim polo. But Hashem created the world for us. Hashem was mitzamsein, and Hashem created, Hashem doesn't need to rest. Hashem is tired. Hashem is not tired. These are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in order to for man. And Hashem on Shabbos, He created a concept where a person should come to the Hakara that everything that you have done could have been better. For a purpose of now, I want you to take apart, disassemble what you've done and do it again and do it better. Start all over. If you learn like that, that creates a new dynamic. Then in the Hanami, when we have 7 days of the week, we're reliving creation every single week. It makes a lot of sense in explaining why Moshe Rabbeinu, he deconstructed, disassembled the Mishkan 7 times. And it also fits, as Ramayevsky taught us, with what it means, the word Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't just mean rest. It means to disassemble. Tashbisu se'or mibotechem. Get rid of it. You made it, and now you remove it. You're responsible. You made the chametz. You took dough, flour, and water. You let it sit and just sit around and do nothing, waste its time, and rise. You created it. You're responsible to now undo it, to get rid of it, to disassemble it. You know, the first word on Tisha B'Av, in the kinos, in the morning of Tisha B'Av, after Kriya Satoira, is kinavav. And how does it begin, kinavav? Shavas. Suru mimeni kol oivrai. The first word in the kinos is shavas. What does that mean? Oh, Hashem rested. It rested. All right. That's not what it means. Shavas. You look in the translations. Every word of kinos is almost impossible to translate. But in the context of that word, it means everything came, the way they translated it is everything came to an end. That's not really what it means. It means the Ribbono Shel Olam brought it to an end. The Ribbono Shel Olam, He disassembled the Beis HaMikdash. Shavas. Hashem, you have a beautiful Eretz Yisrael. You have a Beis HaMikdash. I have taken you to this location. I've given you this Makom. And now, you know what's going to happen now? Shavas. I'm going to actively take everything that I've given you and I'm going to take it away. I'm going to exile you from the land. I'm going to take away from you the tzaddikim and the nevim and the kedoshim. I'm going to take the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to remove it. Hashem did a lot of work. It was an enormous act of labor to bring about golos. Someone once told me, you think it's so easy to die today? With modern medicine, no one's going nowhere so fast. A person, I mean, it depends where. I mean, during COVID, it wasn't really like that. I don't, I'm not going to get into politics here, or holes here. But it used to be, you just can't do it, you're just going to die. It's so easy to die. It's not so easy to die today. I mean, the people that die, unfortunately, right and left. But a person goes into the hospital, they can keep him around for a long time and torture him. Do a lot of things to him to keep him alive artificially for a very long time and build the government and the insurance companies a lot of money. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam brought about Golos, Shavas, Suru Mimeni Kol Oivrai. Why did Chazal, the Kalir, select that word to begin the kinos? Because the word shavas means, let's try it all over again. Let's try again. Let's take this apart. Let me take you people, let me take you out of the land, put you back in Golos. Let me take the Beis HaMikdash, disassemble it. You have in your mind, in your conscience, in your memory, in Klal Yisrael, the collective zecher of what it's like, of all the good stuff, all the beauty. You know what, you have it all. And you know where you went wrong. You know all the pitfalls. You know all the problems. So you know what? Let's do it all over again, and this time you do it right. Shavas doesn't mean a bolt of lightning came out. Shavas means there was intensive planning and labor, toil and effort to take everything apart for the purpose of redoing it again better. Kindness is not about depression. There's a plan. You messed up, we're gonna fix this. And the way we're gonna fix this is we're gonna start all over again and do it right. You have now to your advantage all of the knowledge of what needs to be done and what should not be done, and this is to your advantage, so let's get to work and disassemble and reassemble it the right way. Just like when Hashem created Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't mean, oh, I'm on vacation today. There's no mail today. No, no, no. Shabbos means we've reached the end of this creation, and now I'm going to create for you the most beautiful thing possible. We're going to reflect what went right, what went wrong, what can be better, what can be worse, and we're going to make a decision today to take everything apart and start all over again and do it right. A whole new mahalach in Shabbos. It's a very labor-intensive day, Shabbos. Okay, it's not a day to slouch. Rabbi Yaski, are you disturbed by this vart?
A little bit.
Okay. Mayor, are you disturbed by this vart?
No.
No?
Eagle baby.
It's tochacha.
It's a different type of day. All right, now going on to a new point, a little bit, the Eilin voice, I need to elaborate a little bit more, but really, really different. There are many more elements on Shabbos. I just want to point out Vayechula. Vayechula, we say Friday night. We say Friday night in the Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a minhag that we say it together as witnesses. Very interesting, the minute that we say it all together after we finish Shemoneh Esrei, Vayechul HaShemayim, and there are many people that if they are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, when they are saying Vayechulu, they call over after davening another person and they say it together with them to serve, there's an Indian to say it as a witnesses, to say testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shabbos. Now, in the Nusach that we say, it says that there are many, many words, which each word in and of itself is explosive, is a dimension, a whole new dimension of Shabbos. And there's one particular word which I want to dwell on. Well, first is, what happened on Shabbos? Number one, Vayichal Elokim Bayamashim Malachtu Asher Asa. That's number one. Hashem finished. It all came together on Shabbos. What else happened on Shabbos? Vayishvois Bayamashim. Okay, we're not going to go through this again. Whatever it means. You want to say rest, cessation of labor. You want to say, I just told you, Hashem made a decision that we're going to do it again. Whatever it means. Shabbos. And by the way, Dr. Friedman, you said that the word is a cessation of labor. That's different than the word rest. Rest. You're on mute. I can't hear you. You're on mute. I'm mute, and I'm mute, but I still can't hear you. For some reason, the sound on your is not coming through. Maybe it's my computer. Let me test this. For some reason, I can't hear you. I don't know why. I can't hear you for some reason.
What, can you hear me?
Blaze, I can hear you. I can hear you, okay. All right, whatever it is. But Dr. Friedman, I can hear you. Yeah, not yet. Now I can hear you. Yeah.
It means cessation. It doesn't have to necessarily mean cessation of labor. That's why Hashbisu by Hamid can mean cessation also. It's not necessarily labor.
Okay, that was our Hakira. That's the Hakira. When it says in the Pasuk, Tashbisu Sormi Boteichem, we typically translate there the word Shabbos to do an activity, a poel, pu'ula, to take chametz and destroy it. That's that. We make a bracha. You go to shul every day. You don't make a bracha. You see a person I don't like. I go to shul. I don't like this guy. I can't stand him.
I understand your reasoning. I like it, but I don't like so much you're trying to soften it, the destruction aspect of
not destruction.
But you used it a lot, and you tried to soften it in some way. It shouldn't be actual mamish destruction.
Disassemble.
Yeah.
The word destruction is wrong, obviously. To disassemble, at least in mind, in your frame of mind, let's do it better. Now, to do it better, you have to disassemble. You don't have to destroy. This Moshe didn't destroy the Mishkan.
He put it back together.
He took it apart.
Dismantle,
that's the word, dismantle. Okay, easy word, dismantle. You don't have to all right. But okay, let's go. But there's another translation of Shabbos which means rest. It's a whole different mahalach in Shabbos. It means an activity of rest. You actually seek out a recliner, a beach chair, to actively engage your body in the activity of resting. That's a whole different mahalach. I mean, again, Shabbos is multi-dimensional. There's not just one. To stop doing labor is not necessarily resting. I'm doing and I'm stopping. Adkan, Makofa, Aleph, Adkan. You're not resting. You're busy now with the Pekloch. You're busy now with other problems. I'm just not doing. Then there's an activity called rest. Okay, then there's what I'm trying to suggest. There is a conscious decision to dismantle. And the word Shabbos is not to be viewed in the vacuum. It is keneged the word Bria. Bresh is Bora. There's Bora, creative activity, and there is Shabbos is to undo your creativity with the attitude, let's do it better next time. All right, fine, that's Shabbos, done. Next. Then comes, number three, Vayivarech. Okay, a whole new world. A day of bracha. Shabbos is a day of bracha. Now, bracha is not new. It's not new to creation. And the last word is the key word I want to focus on. Vayikadesh oisoi. Hashem sanctified it. And what's very interesting is that when the Torah says why sanctified, it gives you a reason. It doesn't say because he blessed it. It doesn't say because he was vayichal, he finished. Ki vayishavas mikol melachta asher bara Elokim la'aseh. See, over here, is he puts the two words together. Shavas with the word bara. All right, I want to focus on this idea. There are four key words found in Shabbos Kodesh. Four key words. Vayichal, number one. Number two is Shabbos, Vayishpois. Number three is Vayivarech. And number four is Vayikadesh. Which one of those four words is unique?
Vayikadesh.
Now, why isn't Vayichal unique? Why isn't Vayichal Hashem finished? Because the truth is, every day Hashem finished. Every day, whatever Hashem was engaged in, now we have to really find a proof to this. Every day, what Hashem did, Vayihi'ar, the word Vayihi'chein, to a degree, is very similar to Vayichal. It was so. What Hashem wanted to create, what Hashem wanted to do, it was achieved in its entirety. Not on a scale of Vayichal, of everything coming together, but every single day there was an element that was put into motion, that was created, and it was done, finished. It was finished. Okay, you want to go talk about even there was the coin to Chazal, according to some interpretations, that on the first Hashem really created everything in its choymer, in its raw state, and every single day Hashem, he concluded that choymer. First, it was Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim, Es HaAretz. Hashem created all the elements. that on day number one, he took one of the elements, one element, and he formed it perfectly. So there was a conclusion of a raw material. The raw element, the yesh me'ayin, was on day number one. And every single day, Hashem went a step further in taking what he created and finishing off that element. So Vayichal, I think, already existed. Next is Shavas. Now, I told you Shavas means to destroy. Now, I said destroy, which I don't mean it in such sort of harsh terms. It means to redo, to make a conscious decision that we can do it better. Chazal say that before Hashem made this world, there were many other worlds. They had no satisfaction in them. Okay, these old esoteric things. And Hashem boro olam esumachadivan. It's a many midrashim talk about this. Maramachol can give you all the maramachomos. Am I making up things, or am I saying it's true? Before the creation of this world, there were many worlds that Hashem created and Hashem destroyed. Hashem, in order to, they didn't give any satisfaction. Michal?
Yeah.
Are there midrashim that say what I just said?
Yes.
Wow. Behibarom.
Behibarom.
Behibarom. There were many worlds that Hashem created before this world, and Hashem.
How many is many?
Whatever.
More than one.
The Tiferes. Yes,
this is the final product, but.
The Tiferes Yisrael says that's why there are dinosaurs. These are all dinosaurs. The dinosaurs come from previous worlds. There's all stuff that is very uncomfortable for us to think about. Exactly. Whatever. But there was such a concept of redoing. Next word, Vayivarech. What is Vayivarech? Hashem blessed. That's not a chiddush. Hashem blessed Adam. Hashem blessed the animals. Hashem did a lot of blessing. Throughout the entire 6 days of creation, we find the word bracha all over the place. There was blessing. By the fish, by man, there was a lot of bracha going on throughout the first 6 days. So what then is unique about Shabbos that appears, ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Vayikadesh, which we will translate now as he sanctified. It's not a literal translation, but that's the context of how it's used over here. Sanctity. There was Vayichulu, there was Shavisa, there was Bracha. Yeah, more of the same thing. These are concepts that happen on Yom HaShvi'i, which we already know about this. We've already seen these things already. These concepts have been around already from before. But what was purely new and is dedicated, miyuchat, for Shabbos, is Shabbos Kodesh, is sanctity. All sanctity in this world is derived from Shabbos. Everyone can agree. You come to Shabbos, go to Shul. Everyone is the aura, the whole ambiance. There's a feeling in the air of sanctity. This is miyuchad to Shabbos, resting, cessation from labor, making decisions to make it better, giving blessings, achieving a result, a culmination. No, more of the same. Kedusha, sanctity, this is unique. This is the Shabbos. And the Musar is that when you come to Shabbos, that is the most important thing. That's the one. It's new resting. No, you get a good rest, you don't get a good rest. Brachas, you go, oh, the brachas of Shabbos, you want all the brachas, you Mekayim Shabbos, Yashem Shabbos, yeah, very nice. You call Malachtuch Asuya, Vayichal, the person goes to the Shabbos, you have to have an attitude that there's nothing to worry about, all the malacha. These are all very nice things. But the primary focus and attitude of Shabbos is Kiddush. This is the the unique crown jewel of Shabbos Kodesh. All right, we'll leave with this. We'll let you out 6 minutes early today. I have credit. I have credit.
We don't have a minion.
No, we do not.
We count you twice.
All right, so don't have a minion. Have a wonderful day. Is shuchag ba'avoisim ad karnois ha-mizbeach?
Busy day. Very busy day.
Thank you. We have to take up all the sukkah.
Okay, enjoy. Don't hurt yourself. Don't take any risks.
Thank God you're Hanukkah menorah.
Okay, I'll go inside.
Anyone take out the Hanukkah menorah yet?
Where does it say that?
Yeah, you didn't hear it? No. You can't wait for this year.